If you're going to compliment your wife on her dress, what would you tell her?
I'd tell her she looks nice and pretty.
And if she, when she goes out, what does she have to carry her coins?
On a purse.
And on her wrist, if she wears an ornament, that would be a...
Usually got a wristwatch or a bracelet.
Drunk and dressed up, huh? And if she wears one of those things around her neck with beads?
Necklace.
And if it's raining, she may carry something to...
Umbrella.
And if she's got on her good clothes and is going to cook, she may put something on.
Apron.
And the bottom of her dress where the material bends up?
The hem.
And if you lose a button and you don't have time to fix it, you may seal the place with a...
Pin.
And when a man dresses up, he puts on his...
Sunday suit, you mean, or...
What are the parts of this?
It would be the pants and the coat. We used to have vests. Not very many of them.
Oh, I used to love those things.
Yeah, they'd fit tight, you know. By the time you wore a vest, not no coat.
Yeah. And then to hold up your pants?
Yeah, a belt or suspenders.
Did you ever, well, I shouldn't ask if you ever did this, but was it ever common around here when you were riding in the winter to wear those heavy things on your legs?
Chaps.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, at least some wore them, not too many. The boys used to have a little pair of Bill and Jean. We had them made, I had them made for them.
Oh boy, I bet they were real cowboys.
Yeah, they were.
Did they have horses?
Yeah, we used to have a horse. Yeah, I used to work horses all the time when I was a kid.
Hmm.
And then they had a pony or two, but we don't have any more.
Oh, I bet they loved
it. Yeah, I was married before I ever got a tractor.
Huh.
We used to do all of our work with horses. Dad never would let us have mules.
Didn't you like them, or?
Well, they're pretty boogery. If you're not used to them, they're dangerous. He's afraid one of them hurt us, or we'd hurt them.
Then, of course, I guess you have to learn to talk a certain way.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a trick. There's a difference in mules and horses. Some of them used to use mules all the time when they don't like a horse, you know, or they think a horse dangerous and the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
We do with that horse.
If you get too much stuff in your pocket and it goes out like that, you say it does what?
Bulges.
And it used to be you'd buy a shirt and wear it and have it washed, and then you'd get it and you couldn't get the collar buttoned, you'd say the shirt had done what?
Shrunk.
And thank goodness those days are over.
Yeah, they pre-shrink them anymore. Like the old boy said, he bought a pair of overalls. That is. If it was too short, his mug was flashing, but if it was too long, he didn't know what in the world he was going to do with them.
Splice them, huh?
Yes, he said if it was too short, he could splice them, but if it was too long, he didn't know what he was going to do with them. He didn't think about cutting them off.
You made me think of the loggers out in the Pacific Northwest, where they just take their axe and chop off the bottom of their pants so it doesn't get tangled in their cocks.
Yeah.
A ragged looking bunch.
Yeah.
If grain doesn't ripen and it is in the green stage and then it starts to dry up, and you say it does what?
Blights.
Huh? And what happens to the kernels?
They just shrivel up.